Today's recording is dedicated in honor of the birthday of Zev Isaac, Azriel Hadar Zev. May you continue to shine your light on all those around you, and may you be blessed with an abundance of revealed brachas, strength and zrizus in all that you do by your wife, Sarah. Are you ever plagued when you get up to pray with a haunting fear that there's no one really listening and that what we call prayer is really a soliloquy? Someone talking to himself? The great writer and theologian C.S. Lewis wrote once in a letter about prayer that the truth is that this feeling that you have, this fear that sometimes you have, that's just a soliloquy, is absolutely true. It's the truth in the deepest way of what prayer is. And he brings a poem that he found in an old notebook that conveys this idea. Listen. They tell me, Lord, that when I seem to be in speech with you, since but one voice is heard, it's all a dream, one talker aping two. Sometimes it is, yet not as they conceive it, rather I seek in myself the things I hoped to say. But lo, my wells are dry. Then, seeing me empty, you forsake. The listeners roll, and through my dumb lips breathe, and into utterance wake the thoughts I never knew. And thus you neither need reply, nor can. Thus while we seem two talkers, thou art one forever, and I, no dreamer, but thy dream. And as Chassidus explains at length that this truth, that ultimate prayer is one has become so utterly unified with God that it's not you speaking anymore, it's God speaking through you, is why the introduction to every time we stand the Amidah and we enter a state of nullification to God, the first thing we say is, Hashem sfasai tiftach ufiyagiti lasecha, Lord, open my lips and my mouth shall speak your praise. But Chassidus says it means that God, when you open my lips and speak through me, my mouth will be uttering your praise. It will be God speaking and praising himself. Which is essentially what our whole lives are supposed to be. The ultimate I, my beloveds, and my beloved is mine, is when we become one. The ultimate connection and encounter with God is when your zivug is complete and you become unified with God. Just like a body part, you know, you don't usually feel the organs of your body. If you feel your hands or feet, that means there's something wrong with them. That means there's either pain or something sick with that organ. As the Mezra Tremaget explained, body parts are not supposed to be felt. They're supposed to be unified with you. And then when you want something to happen, your hands or your feet or your head or your tongue do it by themselves. They're unified with you. Prayer is the process of becoming God's organs. The ultimate purpose of prayer is to become so unified with God that you're no longer felt to be an other from God, but rather an instrument and an organ of Hashem. Or in the words of the great Persian mystic Sufi poet Rumi, thou hast given and taught this prayer. Otherwise, how could a rose garden grow out of the dust? The prayer that comes through us is from God coming through us, because otherwise how could a rose garden grow out of the dust? But rather we are the harp touched by God's hands so that we may give forth sound. We are a flute which sings only when the divine breath fills it. And Rumi further brings a beautiful old Sufi story of a man who was constantly crying out to God until his lips grew sweet with praising God. But eventually the devil came to the man and said, O man of many words, where's God's response? Not a single response is coming from the throne. How long will you continue to cry out to God with a grim face? And the man became brokenhearted and stopped praying until he lay down to sleep and had a dream in which he saw an angelic being that asked him, "Why did you stop?" And the man said, "Because God had never answered his call. I fear that I am turned away from God's door." And this angelic being responded, "In God's name, that every time you call out God, it is I saying, 'Here am I.' Beneath every 'O Lord of yours' is many a 'Here am I' from God." The calling out to God is itself God's response. And as the Lubavitcher Rebbe explains, that when a person prays in such a way, when you daven in such a way of Hashem Svasei Tiftach, that you come to the state where you feel this truth, then all shefa and abundance of blessings of all things physical and spiritual are revealed in this world, because at that point there's no longer a difference between the upper world and this world, because everything is fulfilled in God, in you. May we be zeichah to it.